गुड डे लेडीज एंड जेंटलमैन एंड वेलकम टू द इनोमेट एडवांस्ड मटेरियल्स लिमिटेड अर्निंग्स कॉल। ऑल पार्टिसिपेंट्स आर करंटली म्यूटेड। विल ओपन द फ्लोर फॉर क्वेश्चंस आफ्टर द प्रेजेंटेशन कंक्लूड्स। प्लीज नोट दैट द कॉन्फ्रेंस इज बीइंग रिकॉर्डेड। फ्रॉम इनोमेट एडवांस्ड मटेरियल्स लिमिटेड, टुडे वी हैव विद अस मिस्टर विनय चिलकपति, मैनेजिंग डायरेक्टर एंड चीफ एग्जीक्यूटिव ऑफिसर, मिसेस सरिता चिलकपति, चीफ फाइनेंशियल ऑफिसर। I now hand the meeting over to Mr. Vinay, Managing Director. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Siddhi, for the introduction and a warm welcome to all the investors, friends, and family to this half-yearly presentation of Innomet Advanced Materials performance. So is it visible? Is my screen visible to everyone? Hello?
Yes, from my side.
Yeah, should I go ahead with the presentation, Siddhi? Is
Yes,
everybody
sir,
here?
yes, sir.
Should we
Yes,
wait
sir,
for a few
please.
minutes? Okay. So I'll go ahead with the presentation. So once again, a warm welcome to everyone on the meeting, online meeting, and my name is Vinay Chalkapati. I'm the Managing Director of Innomet Advanced Materials, Hyderabad. So we are an MSME based out of Hyderabad with two divisions. One division into manufacture of metal powders and the other division into manufacture of tungsten heavy alloys. So both of these divisions come under the gamut of powder metallurgy. So we are in the space of specialty powder metallurgy, both in terms of manufacturing of metal powders for specialty applications and also components pertaining to tungsten heavy alloys, which are also a specialty in the powder metallurgy area. So metal powders are fine particles of metal or alloys, basically produced by atomization techniques. You know, largely, mostly, there are many other techniques, but the bulk of these metal powders are being produced by atomization techniques. So we use water, air, and gas atomization techniques for the manufacture of various metal powders that we manufacture. The company is manufacturing metal powders for the past 20 years and producing powders like copper, bronze, brass, nickel, stainless steel, and various of their alloys like many brasses and bronzes. So catering to a variety of industrial applications. So some of the applications include powder metallurgy components, diamond tools, welding, brazing, chemical catalysts, surface coating, aesthetics, and the new age manufacturing techniques like metal injection molding and additive manufacturing. So, coming to the tungsten heavy alloy division, this is a material made through the powder metallurgy technique, which means that the starting material for manufacturing of this heavy alloy is a metal powder, a mix of metal powders, largely tungsten with some nickel and iron in it, and sometimes copper and cobalt. So tungsten heavy alloys are special because their density is of the order of 18 gram per cc, so which is about 250% of steel. So largely its applications are making use of this particular characteristics of this material, which is the high density. So it finds application in defense, aerospace, radiation shielding, and other engineering applications. So coming to our metal powders, we have many specialty metal powders, and a lot of them are copper and its alloys like bronze, brass, and special brasses. We also have iron, a variety of iron copper alloys, tin powder, iron powder, and stainless steel powders. So these products largely go to powder metallurgy industry, diamond tool industry, aesthetics, dyes and chemicals, and electronics industry, and also some defense industry, sometimes defense industry. Coming to tungsten heavy alloys division, we have products like prefragmented parts like spheres, cuboids, cubes, and rods, balance weights, tail masses, radiation shielding products like collimators, camera bodies, and other applications include medical, aerospace, and defense applications. So we are actually catering to a variety of end user industries like end user technologies like powder metallurgy, diamond tools, surface coatings, petrochemicals, pharmaceuticals, water purification, automobiles, rock cutting, and defense and ordnance factories. So our core competencies are that we are an experienced team with very senior people assisting us with both technology and management. We are currently working on various good practices like lean manufacturing, digitization of the various processes to enable visibility and analytics so that we can improve our efficiencies and take this company further. So we in the last 2 decades we had actually built reputation with a lot of marquee clients both for our metal powder division and our tungsten heavy alloy division. Metal powders, we are catering to the biggest in the country and, and many multinational companies also. We are also exporting a lot of our products abroad, and we are focusing on exports for our growth. Excuse me. So we have a diverse product range for both divisions. When we talk of metal powders, we are actually catering to a diverse application. As I told you earlier, that from making components to surface coatings to welding, brazing, and diamond tools and aesthetics and additive manufacturing, they're all very special applications for a very diverse range of industry. We are an ISO 9000 certified company, and then we continue to invest in equipment and team for ensuring that we manufacture products according to standards and then delight our customers. Same thing, we are actually committed to quality, and then in the last 2 decades, we have actually got the reputation of producing powders and tungsten heavy alloy components, to satisfy and exceed customer demands. So, geographically, we are there across the world map, right from New Zealand to Australia to Southeast Asia to everywhere in India and Middle East and Europe and up to the Americas. So, we are currently focusing on exports of our products. We constantly invest in promoting our brand through exhibitions, and we are actually going to initiate a big digital marketing initiative for enhancing our brand, through various digital marketing, and also trying to be present in many international exhibitions and conferences. We also continuously work with academicians, scientists, and experts, and we continue to collaborate with all these institutions to enhance our knowledge and also co-develop with these knowledge people and knowledge institutions. That is how we constantly improve our knowledge base and then increase our customer base and also products. So this is our brief history. We started off as an ancillary to BHL Ramachandrapuram way back 1976, and then since 1976 to almost like 1998, we were into manufacturing of fabrication, machining, and general engineering industry, fabrication and machining and all that. Since 1998, we got into manufacture of diamond tools. In the year 2004, we quit both engineering and diamond tools and then got into manufacturing of metal bar alloy powders. So since then, we have been producing metal powders almost 2 decades now. And in the year 2010, we got into R&D of tungsten heavy alloys. And in the year 2012, we set up a complete division for manufacture of tungsten heavy alloys. So we work with many IITs and other academic institutions in the country. We help students to do their project works and help them with industry practices and industry requirements. We in the 2 year 2018, we actually worked with IIT Madras for developing tungsten ODS alloys. And one of the key thing about ODS alloys is that the starting material is a gas atomized powder. So we set up a whole gas atomizer for development of ODS alloys, and then we continue to use these gas atomized powders for various other applications like surface coatings, additive manufacturing, and going to develop metal injection powders for metal injection moldings. In 2019, we converted that Padma Sri Enterprises, which was a partnership firm, into a private limited company called Innomet Advanced Materials Private Limited. But we had the Innomet brand name since 2004. So Innomet was continuing since 2000, almost 2 decades, even before the company became private limited with the name Innomet Advanced Materials. So we continue to work with organizations like ARCI, DMRL, and other such knowledge institutions for developing specialty metals for various applications. In 2023, we converted from a private limited company to a public limited company. And in 2024, in the month of September, we went for IPO on the NSE platform. So before about since January of this year, we have moved to a place called Sultanpur. Before that, we were actually operating from three different locations in BHL Ramachandrapuram Industrial Estate. So now we have moved completely all the manufacturing operations to the purpose-built factory in Sultanpur. So it started operations from January of this year, and most of the plant and equipment are settled, and we are actually looking at a significant growth coming from going to Sultanpur, and also with the IPO proceeds, we are looking at significant growth. So this is a picture of our factory. So this one in red is the metal powder division, and the one in green is the tungsten heavy alloy division. So And this whole place is FLO, Fikki Ladies Organization, meant for Fikki Ladies Women. So this is just by the outer ring road. If somebody knows Hyderabad, we are just by the outer ring road. So some of the advantages that accrue out of actually moving to tungsten heavy alloys is that, we have been operating in three different places until the end of 2023. Now we have built two purpose-built sheds for each division, one for metal powders and the other for tungsten heavy alloys. So that gives us a lot of advantage with sharing common facilities like security, water, power, and many other things that are related to the powder metallurgy industry. So we are saving on power, because earlier we used to have four different connections. Now it is a single connection, and see a lot of saving on power. We also, since the place is much bigger, and then we have actually purpose-built factory, so we have a lot of opportunity to increase production and also safety and also quality and all these things. We could operate these units with a lot of efficiency as compared to the previous situation. So we are also having savings on consumables and other facilities which both the divisions need. So a lot of efficiency is getting built in. So a lot of safety also has been built into the design of the whole plant and the operations. And so we are going to leverage on all these benefits, to take this company to a world-class facility. So after the IPO, since September, we have been focusing on sales, because we already had a lot of products in our basket, and then we are actually all out investing in marketing and getting big orders. So we are happy to announce that we are getting some good response from big customers both in India and outside of the country. So our focus is largely on exports and new products which are being imported into the country. For metal powders, we are looking at bringing in products like copper powder mixes for energy industry, stainless steels for powder metallurgy industry, then many metal powders for diamond tool industry. We are trying to collaborate with foreign experts and then coming up with new bonds for our existing customers and also new customers. So in tungsten heavy alloys, we got a major order from an Israeli company, a defense company, and we are actually working on improving our capabilities and knowledge and also quality to make the customers happy and then come back to us with more products, which otherwise nobody in the country is producing. So we have an order book of about 5 crores for tungsten heavy alloys and about 2 crores for metal powders. The 5 crores we should be able to do by the end of this year, and then there's 2 crores by the end of this month. So, and they are recurring orders, and then we are continuing to work on increasing these significantly. I think I've already mentioned of this. So there is a lot of demand going up for tungsten heavy alloys and metal powders in the country, because of particularly Atmanirbhar and also a lot of private industries coming into manufacture of ammunition in the country. So one of the biggest application for tungsten heavy alloys is pre-fragments for warheads on missiles and all those things. So India is also going to become a net working hard to become a net exporter of ammunition to various other countries. So that is where we stand a good opportunity. And we would like to benefit from that. Since we have a 10-year standing in this space, so we would like to leverage on that and then grow on those lines. We are also working with many companies for developing components for hydrogen generators, hydrolyzers, basically parts for PM parts for generating hydrogen. So these are all critical parts which are required by the industry for manufacturing green hydrogen. So a lot of effort by the government of India and also Indian industry is actually going on for manufacturing of green hydrogen. So we are producing some critical components in that space. So we hope that we will be able to leverage on that for increasing our sales in the near future. So tungsten heavy alloy is a big industry across the world, but India has a limited application and it is growing. So tungsten heavy alloy is again very, very niche in that, and we are the early movers in that space, and we continue to innovate and develop new products for the customers. And these are actually products, as we speak, they are new products being developed. And we are at the stage of where the customers are actually developing products with us, and then we will be the natural supply partners for those applications when they go for full manufacture. So bulk of these applications are actually for defense. And we have customers like BDL, DRDL, NPOL, then HAL, many divisions of HAL. And we are also exporting to Israel. And we are also developing some special parts for LCA and many other advanced applications. So research and development continue to be our main strength. We continue to work with our customers to develop new products, new processes, and we have a lot of knowledge people helping us do this. And then we also take support from individuals and institutions from everywhere in India and outside of the country as well. So we continue to develop new products as we continue to sell our existing products in the space of powder metallurgy, both in the metal powders and also components from metal powders. Strategy is basically initially will be through marketing the existing products. We reach out to customers. We have appointed very senior people who in the industry who understands this industry for the past 4 decades, and they are reaching out to various customers, and we are actually trying to sell the existing products, and we are also going to develop new products in the area of stainless steels and some specialty powders like copper powder for infiltration. Which these are all import substitutes, and then we are in an advanced stage where we could actually give samples to the customers and then get their feedback and then take it up from there for a regular production. In terms of tungsten heavy alloys, we have invested on new equipment, and then producing larger powders, more strength, and all these things to be able to cater to various applications like defense, medical sector. Medical sector is one area which is actually catching up, and for cancer treatment and all these things, you need a lot of gamma radiation, and this gamma radiation is actually contained using tungsten heavy alloys, also collimated using tungsten heavy alloys. So this is one big area. The country is growing, and we have a lot of requirement for these cancer treatment machines, which requires this radiation shielding material, and we are at the at that doorstep, you know, trying to engage with people who are actually making machines for these applications. Like I told you, we are spread across the world, and we continue to do that mostly in the West, in the Europe, the Middle East, and Americas. So these are our current countries wherever we are exporting. So we continue to improve our processes. We are actually working on lean manufacturing, and also we are investing in green technologies. We are also going to invest in solar power. We are also going to invest on digital marketing. We are also going to invest on digitization of all the processes, so that we could actually scale up. When we actually scale up, we would like to have all our operations, digitally monitored. So we continue to improve our packaging also, and then depending upon the customer's requirement, we continue to have more options for packing, depending upon the size of the customer and the application of the product. So we continue to improve on packaging, and we are working on, we are already an ISO 9000 certified, and then we are also working on AS standards for our tungsten heavy alloy division. And once we have the AS standards, we could actually reach out to very big customers like Boeing and Airbus and all those big companies. So we collaborate with various educational institutions, R&D institutions across the country, and with individuals across the world who are experts in their field, and then we develop processes and products for processes and products for various applications in the space of powder metallurgy. Some of our customers for metal powders are Sundaram Fasteners, Hoganas, Atul, Innometal, Stay Sharp, Metalier, Royal, Vero Metal, NR World, Grand Tools, Circa, GK, and we have more than 150 customers, and most about 50 to 60 are regular monthly buyers. So we keep adding new customers. We constantly fill the pipeline, and then somebody is working at looking at new applications. Somebody is working at reaching out to customers. Somebody is working at producing samples, and somebody is constantly producing and supplying. So we have a well-oiled process now, and we are actually trying to digitize all these processes and hope to scale up without much of a hassle. Our tungsten heavy alloy customers include Solar, Explosives, Keltron, Bharat Dynamics, Ardonan, Kirloskar, Bharat Petroleum, DRDO, HAL, IAI, Israel, and ARD, and many, many more. We have more than 40 customers for our tungsten heavy alloys, and then we are adding new customers across the world. So this is the top management. I'm the managing director. Mrs. Lakshmi Kantamma, she's the director and promoter, and Sarita, she's the whole-time director and the CFO of the company. The new addition to management is we have actually invested in marketing and sales. So one Mr. Prakash Kole, who has actually worked for 40 years in the powder metallurgy industry with the biggest names in the country and across the world. He's with us, helping us reach out to customers and then bringing his lot of knowledge and experience into reaching out to customers and product development and, of course, new products. This is a revenue breakdown of our company from metal powders and tungsten heavy alloys is about 75 to 20, 25, 75 being metal powders and 25 being tungsten heavy alloys. This is a small view of the utilization of the funds. Yeah. Sarita, would you like to take over from here?
Yes, if you may permit.
Yeah,
Yeah.
you want me to, you just tell me and I'll further, or you want me to stop sharing and you can share.
No, I think I'll talk from here, and you can just there's just 3 4 slides left out. So,
Yeah.
very good evening, everybody. And I'm Sarita Chilakapati, the whole time director and CFO of Inamet Advanced Materials Limited. I take care of the entire finance of the company, and here I'd like to dwell upon the usage of funds. So we had raised about 34.23 crores, and the funds were deployed in this fashion where the working capital was about 5.7 crores. We gave some advances in the form for CapEx, about 3 crores, and we actually cleared some debt, which is part of the objects of the issue, and of course some general purpose expenses and the issue expenses. So there are certain unutilized funds which are still lying in our bank account as of 30th of September. Can you change the slide? Yeah. So these are the financials retrospective to last financial year and a comparative statement. And we can discuss on this one by one. The next one, please. So, I mean, this is the balance sheet detail, I think, which we have uploaded in the NSE site as well, which most of you can go through it. The next one, please. So these are the key ratios. So I think if you see the revenue has increased, we're comparing half yearly from last September 23 to September 24. So the revenue has increased by 11%. The EBITDA has increased by almost 69%. The PAT has increased by 164%. And the EBITDA margin and the last one is actually PAT margin. So both have actually significantly increased. And I can explain about that during the Q&A one by one. Next one, please. So this is the analysis of the financials that have been shared, and it's just put up in some bullet points. The same thing that was put up in the bar graph, it's again written here, described here in words. Thank you, and we can discuss on this. We're open for Q&A.
Yeah. Thank you, and you may please ask questions, and then I'll be very happy to answer.
Thank you, sir and ma'am. We'll now begin the question and answer session. Please raise your hands to ask your question.
There are certain questions. There are a few questions in the chat box. We can take up those also. Okay, can I answer the questions that are in the chat box raised by Ms. Nupur Karnani?
Yes, ma'am, you can start. You can answer the questions.
Okay, so the first question is, your top line has shown a growth of 24% and the PAT has decreased by 8.9%. Here, I would like to emphasize that our EBITDA has actually increased significantly. So that has its own counter effect on the PAT. So that's the reason you will not find in proportion to the last financial year. That's the half yearly one, doesn't relate to the entire whole year. And the second question is, how the funds raised by you in IP are deployed in the business? I think I have shared a slide, and if Ms. Nupur needs it, we can share the slide with her again, which describes how the funds were deployed. Do you want me to explain it again? I can just do that in a moment, just a minute. So our funds were utilized for working capital, where the objects of the issue mentioned about 11.6 crores, and we had utilized almost 50% of it. The capex, we had raised 7.88 crores from the objects of the issue, and we had given advances for almost 3 crores. We've cleared some debt, which was part of the objects, which has been utilized completely. General purpose expenses, which was mentioned in the objects, which has been utilized. And issue related, that's to onboard us on the NSE platform. So that has been utilized. The unutilized fund, one of the question is, where are the unutilized funds being used? It will go for the advance, for the capex and working capital, which is already planned. And the company has not done any capex after 31st March 24. Then how the depreciation has increased? Now here I would like to tell you that we had moved into our new facility at Sultanpur in the month of December. And after we moved, we started being operational only from January. So that's the reason, if you look at our balance sheet, our plant and machinery or any fixed assets have been transferred to the balance sheet only during the last quarter, due to which the depreciation will not be much because it's on pro rata basis. But if you were to look at the balance sheet of this hedge for first half, the depreciation or even amortization cost is on the higher side. So that is why you would see a variance in that. I hope I addressed this question. And company has increased long-term borrowings in this 6 months. Where have they been? So see, whatever borrowings the company has taken, it goes into working capital. So it will be reflecting in the form of current assets. And if you look at our balance sheet or whatever inventory and all, it's in the form of either stocks or in the form of advances to creditors or in the form of deposits. Most of the thing went into inventory, I would say. What order book company is expecting for the coming year? So we've as it's been presented in our presentation, for metal powders we have a recurring order of 2 crores per month. I mean, it's recurring, so we don't have a long-term order book for metal powder. And we're also working on, I mean, we already have worked on it, and we anticipate this to increase in our much larger scale. And we're also aggressively working on exports, because most of our products are import substitutes, which means we have a potential to export. And the tungsten heavy alloys division already has an order book for unexecuted order book of 5.8 crores, which the process has already begun. And I mean, they are under the process of production and inspection, all that. So by the end of this FY, we should be able to clear these two order books, which means for metal powders, a recurring order book of two crores per month. So the next 6 months, you can count 2 into 6, that's 12. And about 6 crores for tungsten heavy alloy, that's about 18. But beyond that, there's more, which we don't have a, I would say, an evidence right now. But yes, we know the work that's happening at the back end. Now, in the last 6 months, current assets have increased by 8.96 lakhs. So which current assets have these include? Okay, let me tell you that, our IPO a listing had begun on 18th of September. So which means we received our funds just before the listing. And since it was half yearly, we didn't want to deploy the funds immediately. So we parked the funds in the form of FD. So 8 crores was in the form of FD. It is still in the form of FD in the bank, and we are judiciously using it. The rest of the 96 lakhs must be in the form of stock or a little bit of advances to suppliers. What do you plan to do with unutilized funds? Yes, obviously it's CapEx and working capital. But I considered the PAT figure of half yearly only, starting from 1st October to 31st of March 24. Just a minute.
Nupur ma'am, I would suggest that you unmute yourself and ask your question. It would provide a better clarity.
Yeah, that would be
That's
better.
possible.
Good evening, ma'am.
Good evening, Ms. Nupur.
The PAT for the period ending 31st March 2024 was, it was
180.
somewhere, yeah, it was 80,
Shows 180,
it was
187.2.
187.22 lakhs. And
Yes,
if I
please.
consider for the period 30th September 2024, it's 170.56. So I have just considered, you know, half year. I have not compared your PAT with the previous year. I've
No, my
considered,
mistake.
yeah.
So here you need to understand, please consider the EBITDA also.
Nahi, I am
See the
considering.
EBITDA.
Nahi,
Yeah.
EBITDA has seen a growth, but what I want to ask is ki, then as per your company's business, it means interest, depreciation, these are the two heads because of which your PAT has reduced like that.
Yes, definitely interest component. Interest components has definitely increased, and I think that's for the half yearly basis. But the going forward, the next 6 months, we will not be having much of a interest impact on our P&L, which will substantially increase our PAT.
One more thing. You said your company has done CapEx. Okay, if we consider your balance sheet for the period ended 31st March 2024, the tangible assets were worth 1347.49 lakhs, and on 30th September 2024, the value of tangible assets is 1360.61. Okay,
Yes, ma'am.
please
Yes.
consider your balance sheet figures. Then there's no substantial increase in terms of CapEx that has been done by your company.
It's in the form of advance to suppliers, ma'am. It's in the process. So half of them are under, we've given advances, and half of them are in the making. So one thing we need to understand here when it comes to CapEx is not just, we just buy it from the market. We also try to work with, because we come from a technology background. So for us, the cost is, very important. The cost of manufacturing of the cost of investment in CapEx also is something we're very judicious about. So if you see, when I say advance to supplier or whatever tangible assets that you're talking about, we're trying to make the asset at a minimalistic cost.
Okay.
So that's the reason, you might find some of them in tangible assets and some of them in advance to suppliers. And so does that answer your question, or am I missing something? Hello, Ms. Nupur?
Yeah, just a moment, just a moment. Yeah, I got your point. In your work, fixed assets, you have categorized your assets into three categories.
Yes.
So the amount of 1191.25 lakhs, that is all about the advances given to the suppliers for fixed assets.
Most of it, ma'am. Most of it, yes.
Actually, I got confused because, you know, that has been shown under the heading of loans and advances. So I
Okay. If I may understand, so that even I can open my document, which year you're looking at?
30th September 2024.
Okay, at which head, ma'am?
Under assets, if you look at non-current assets, the second last figure, loans and advances.
That's 2.77.
It's 1191.25.
This is for which year, ma'am? Okay, left. Okay, 1 second. 1191. Just a minute.
Yeah.
Just a minute, now let me open my software for a minute.
Yeah.
Can we write you specifically, ma'am? About this breakup. Just, or if you can hold on for a minute, I can clarify the whole thing. It will not
You
take long
can.
for me.
It's all about your comfortability. You can reply later on also, no issues. I am fine
Just a
with
minute.
that.
I'll try to reply to you right away.
Okay.
The meanwhile, Mr. Sahil Raj, is there a technical question or is it to do with finance? Mr. Sahil Raj, you have been waiting for some time.
Hello.
Yeah, good evening, sir.
Good evening. I wanted to ask this CapEx that Innomat is doing, by when it is supposed to get operational and how much will it increase our existing capacity?
Well, one of the key, we are actually already investing on CapEx, but one of the key things is a gas atomizer, which will take about 6 to 8 months to get into full production. So, yeah, about 6 to 8 months. The many, many things are happening, but one big thing is gas atomizer.
And by how much will it increase our existing capacity, if any approximate measure you have right now?
Well, gas atomizer powders are completely different powders with completely different applications. So, just as a measure of the tonnage, we are looking at around 30 to 40 tons of gas atomized powders per year. So maybe about but they're all very special powders, very, very, very special powders.
So you might be already having some advance inquiries for these powders, right?
Yes. But they need to be developed. We already have a 10 kg gas atomizer, and we are already giving samples in small ways. But the actual commercial production will need about 6 to 8 months to set up the full thing and then start commercial production.
And how will this new production line improve our EBITDA margins, maybe even improve our profit after tax, if you have any
Yes,
approximate
yes.
idea?
Definitely, at least 3 to 4% more this thing will be there because these are specialty powders and largely import substitutes.
And so we have both export and import queries, means advance orders for this gas turbine
Yes.
powders.
Yeah. Initially, to begin with, it will be import substitution. So once you are strong at the home front, then it will be a natural export potential. We are already talking to various firms in the country and outside also, but it's all at the very basic level, that is at a 10 kg level. So once we are ready with the actual production setup, then we can actually go into sales, full sales.
And one thing I wanted to ask on the pricing level, I mean, how is the pricing decided in your business? Does the supplier mandate it, or maybe you have some pricing power on your end? How does it work?
So we have a mix of see, essentially we have two divisions. One is metal powders and the other one is tungsten heavy alloys. So when it comes to metal powders, we are actually dealing with a variety of metal powders where there is for some there is about two to three people in the country competing. For some there is only one, and for some there is nobody in the country. So it's only import competition. So we have an edge when it comes to absolute import substitute. But when it comes to an Indian thing, it's going to be a market determined thing. But we generally concentrate on import substitutes and specialty where people would like to buy more quality material and all that. So yes, in some cases we have to fight in the market. In some cases we have an edge. So it's a combination of many. And in tungsten heavy alloys, largely it is import substitution, particularly with Atmanirbhar, where Government of India decided not to buy anything from the neighbors. So we have a small protection there, and we are competing only with the Europeans and Americans. So we have a slight edge over there in the tungsten heavy alloy division.
All right. Okay. And one thing on the margin aspect, when all of the three product lines of your company are into production, be it the metal powder division, the gas turbine, and the tungsten heavy alloys, which of them offer the better margins and profitability?
Tungsten heavy alloys is the best of the lot,
Okay.
but gas atomizers also is a good one. So it is a mix of high margin and high volume. So whenever you have a high margin, then your volumes are low. When you are having a higher volumes, your margins are slightly less when it comes to volumes. But tungsten heavy alloys is the best.
And any chance to scale this metal powder division, which is a recurring revenue of 2 crore?
Absolutely, we are constantly working on it, and that is what I was telling you about hiring very senior people for the marketing department. So they are already in talks with many customers, and then new import substitutes like stainless steel for powder metallurgy and infiltration copper for infiltration application. These are all being imported into the country right now. So they're all in the very advanced stages of development. So we are going to give samples very soon, and then hopefully that should convert into good orders. So just to mention that metal powders is on a scale-up spree.
One thing you mentioned on that solar power plant, could you kindly explain it in better terms? Would you
So
like
we
to?
have, like you have seen on the presentation, two sheds. So we have about 20,000 square feet of rooftop. So we are actually planning a 250 kilowatt solar power plant. It is in the advanced stages of finalizing with a vendor. So in about 2 to 3 months, the plant should be up and running.
And how much targeted savings are you seeing from this solar power plant implementation?
So we should be saving on at least 25,000 units per month. So at a cost of about 8 to 9 rupees, the current cost. So about 6 to 7 rupees. That means about a lakh, lakh and a half saving should be there after depreciation and accounting for all that finance costs.
Okay, sir. Thank you. My final question would be on the import and export percentage. I mean, the exports are currently higher or the imports in the revenue mix currently?
Imports or the domestic sales? What do you mean domestic sales, is it?
Yes, domestic sales.
Yeah, domestic sales. So domestic sales is a large portion right now, about almost 85 to 90%. But our efforts is on the exports. So going forward, you will see the exports increasing from wherever currently we are.
Okay, sir. Okay. Thank you very much for answering. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much for your time.
Miss Nupur, can I answer your call, your query?
Sure, ma'am.
Yeah, so I've gone through the data. So these are, of course, capital advances given to our suppliers. Some have been, like we've been building our unit for the past literally 4 years, the purpose-built one. So some advances have been given for that, in that a part of it was for certain equipments. And certain equipments we've been building it. So these have been either capital advances or advances for long-term contracts. So that is the nature of the expenditure.
Okay, so you said one more thing that you have raised long-term borrowings for the purpose of working capital, right? So I just want to ask one thing that In your red herring prospectus, you allocated 1159.70 lakhs for your working capital requirements.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And you have utilized, as per your current the pitch deck that you presented, that you have allocated 572.74 lakhs for your working capital, right?
Right, ma'am.
Still, you have unutilized funds of 1072.16 lakhs. Then I
Yes,
just
ma'am.
want to ask you that when we are having IPO proceeds unutilized, and then why we are not using those proceeds, and instead of that, we are raising long-term borrowings, which are increasing the finance cost of the company, lowering the PAT margin.
See, the by end of September was too little time for us to decide on this. So we just parked it in the sense what you're saying is right, taking long-term funds and utilizing it in the the funding should have been the other way. But I think whatever query you've raised, which it will be corrected in the next 1 2 months.
And one more thing. Normally, if we want to fund our working capital, we always consider or we always go for short-term borrowings, right? Long-term borrowings are normally, we raise this fund for either acquiring some asset or again repaying some,
Repaying some
liability.
debt.
Huh. Because long-term borrowings carry high rate of interest. So working capital, you could have considered short-term borrowings also, because short-term borrowings are normally meant for, our working capital needs. Then in that very case, why means your company has reduced its short-term borrowings? It has repaid its short-term borrowings somewhere around 410 lakhs. And
No,
simultaneously, by that amount, your long-term borrowings have increased. So why so?
we will clear the long-term borrowings very soon, ma'am. Because we didn't have time. Because see, what you see is end of September, which means we hardly had less than 2 weeks for all that. So it'll all get corrected. Definitely, we don't want to pay more interest to banks now that we have funds. So yeah, all that will be clear, set right very soon.
Okay, one more
Yeah,
thing.
your point is well taken. Your point is well taken. Absolutely.
Thank you. There's one more thing. As per your RHP, the tungsten heavy alloys, you're dealing in two products. One is alloys,
Yes.
and second one is, yeah. So in tungsten heavy alloys, you don't have any competitor, right? That was mentioned in the RHP. No
Yes,
company
we are
like,
right. You're right.
no.
You're right. Yes.
Yes.
It means we
So
are the only private sector in the country.
that, yes. So in that scenario, you have the power of fixing the pricing thing. You have the bargaining power your company has in terms of that thing. So are you
Yeah, but there is a limit to everything, ma'am, because there is always there is a the, see, ultimately the customer also has to sell his product, right? So even if it is defense, they have to be competitive. So ultimately, maybe slightly more, but it is not a runaway margin. It is not that we dictate something. So always there is a China, there is a Government of India enterprise. So see, these are all relative
Accordingly,
terms. These are all relative.
so we can we can't say that it's going to benefit the company, even though having monopoly in that,
Oh,
right?
absolutely, we are benefited. That's why I'm saying tungsten heavy alloys give you slightly margin, but that doesn't mean you start to dictate terms. So we are at a component level. So definitely, these are all high-end technologies, and very few people in the country or even in the world, they are there to do these things. But again, that doesn't mean that there is a runaway thing. It's not like a pharmaceutical industry where your BOM cost is 10% and you're selling something at 100 rupees, something like that. I'm just giving you
I
an
get it.
analogy.
One more thing. You said that, huh, ma'am, you were saying something about loans and advances. We should, there
Yes.
was a figure 119, 1.25.
1190.
So that is all about the advances given to the suppliers for acquiring capital assets,
Yes,
right?
ma'am. Yeah.
Okay. That means the heading was wrong, loans and advances. I thought company has given some loans.
No.
Okay. So just want to ask one more thing. This is a technical question. Whether depreciation can be charged on this thing? I'm a bit confused about this. Advances when
On
you
what?
give advances
Yes,
given
no,
to
the,
the
yes. When the transaction is closed, in the sense the equipment has been delivered, it'll become an asset, and again, yeah, it'll add to our depreciation.
And whether you have charged depreciation on capital work in progress as well?
No.
No, you've just charged depreciation on tangible assets and advances.
Not on advance also. We can't charge in advances, right? It's only on tangible assets.
Then how your depreciation has increased that much? That was my question actually. Your depreciation has seen a surge. If you're not charging depreciation on these things,
One thing you need to notice, in the intangible assets, we have something called a sweat equity, which had to be charged. I have the
intangible
work.
assets.
Yes.
In the intangible
Once.
assets, I just have a figure. There's no such note or something. It's 195.23.
Yes, ma'am.
So you're saying, and this intangible asset is in the form of sweat equity shares?
Yes, ma'am. It's no, I think see, we were charged on trademark for
Yeah.
190. Yeah. So I think about
These intangible assets are in the form of trademark. It's not sweat equity because sweat equity will not form part of intangible assets. It will form part of
but
equity.
so sweat equity was charged, it will show in the employees expense, ma'am. About 35 lakhs was charged. Employee benefits expenses. 33.51. If you can check the PNL.
Actually, I just have the last the final figure of 132.13 lakhs. I
Exactly.
just
So 132 includes the sweat equity component of.
Fair enough. That
Yes.
will be
Yes.
included in that. My
Yeah.
only question was, you have charged depreciation and amortization on tangible and intangible assets. Okay.
Yes.
So you have not charged anything on advances given to suppliers and
No.
capital work in progress.
No, not at all.
So tangible assets, if I consider the last period with this period, neither the tangible assets nor intangible assets have increased, but the amount of depreciation has increased. I am
What
asking the
I'm
reason.
saying, ma'am. Exactly. So what you're saying, I understand, because the tangible assets were in working progress entire of last year. So that's why last year, I mean, when you see the closing figure, just compare it with last half yearly. See the tangible assets as on 31st March 24 and as on September 30th, 2023. So you'll find that they're not many, they most of them are in working progress.
Actually, your PDF is that yearly basis only. I'm not having that half yearly
Okay.
figure on sheet.
If needed, we'll share it with you, ma'am. So if you see, they were actually they were converted to asset only during the last quarter. So that's the reason you will not find much of depreciation. And what you said is a valid point, because at the end of the financial year, you have some asset and it was not charged last year, but it is charged now. So why it has increased? Because a significant amount has of tangible assets have been put to use. That's how our unit is operational now.
Okay, got it.
So all the new unit, the land, the building, all the power, everything which is an
Power all
asset has been built at the end of last financial
as
year. So you
yeah.
cannot actually charge full depreciation for that year. So that's how it is.
And it was
We
charged
just
only for the last quarter, because it
yeah.
was only end of December is when we actually got all the
Move.
licenses, when we actually moved, and it was operational only from January. So that's the reason the amount is really, really in comparatively it's much lower. But the value of asset is on the higher side when you say for last year.
Yes.
Does that answer your question?
Yeah. Thank you.
We'll take the next question from Mr. Sahil Raj.
Hello.
Yeah,
My
sir. Go
question
ahead,
was
sir. Yeah.
that in the P&L statement, there is a note written in the lower end that output GST was included in revenue from operations in previous periods and has
Yes,
been
sir.
shown in other expenses. So, ma'am, kindly can you explain this adjustment?
Oh, yes, sir. So actually, in our RHP and all, we had actually given gross sales
So,
data and all that. So we always try to show a larger number because that is how we were used to at some point of time. But we thought we will correct it at some point we have to correct it. So this was used as an opportunity, and that's why the note has been put up that way.
going forward, these figures that are mentioned in the results recently declared are the going norm, right? This will be the going
Yes,
norm going forward.
it's a standardized format which we actually did not know, frankly, and we have corrected it.
And one thing on the working capital cycle, how long does our working capital cycle takes? Mean, how long we get the money back from our trade receivables, or maybe we pay our trade payables? How long does it take?
Okay, so typically for a metal powder division, the working capital ranges because metal powders is a very small cycle, anywhere between 3 weeks to max, I would say 10 weeks at the most. At the most, the quicker side would be 3 weeks, but on the longer cycle would be about 10 weeks. But when it comes to tungsten heavy alloys, it takes anywhere between, from receiving the order to executing order, it's between 3 to 9 months. It's a long cycle because the
So,
inspections and what is that, the approvals and all, they do take time. And of course, at every stage there is inspection. That is where the delay is. So both divisions have different cycles altogether.
and this is the normal operating cycle, right? It
Yes.
generally takes 6 to 9 months for this.
Yeah, for tungsten, yes, 3 to 9 months. Some of them close within 3 months, but typically it's between 3 to 9 months.
All right, ma'am. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Any more questions, sir? Yes.
I would now like to hand over the conference to Mr. Vinay, sir, for closing comments.
Well, thank you, ladies and gentlemen, investors, friends and family, for being part of this discussion, and we would continue to seek your support, and we would definitely work hard towards meeting your expectations. Thank you very much.
On behalf of
Thank
Finomat
you.
Advanced Material Limited, I thank you all for joining us, and you may now disconnect from the meeting.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you.
Thank you.